Hello friends, today we will be seeing chapter number 5, that is planning. Now you all would be knowing that planning is all about what? Can someone tell me? Okay, great Abhishek, what you have mentioned. Planning is all about deciding in advance what to do, when to do and who is to do it or how it has been done. Great, but anyone has passed across through a situation when you have faced that your plan does not get, you can say, successful? Has anyone come up through this situation that your plan does not get successful? Great, now. I mean, so many people you are sitting over here, tell me, how many of you have planned and plan get successful? Okay. Wow, only two people says that the plan which you plan get successful. And everybody else? Okay, your plan fails? Oh wow, definitely it fails. Okay, can someone tell me why does a plan fail? Let me put up this question, why does a plan fail? Great, Payal says that a plan fails because not proper execution, okay? Jayesh, can you tell me why does plan fail? Okay, great. Plan fails, Jayesh mentions that because I am not sure it may happen or it may not happen. So, somewhere you all feel that plan fails because of a situational problem or because there is a kind of a problem which we are not sure it may take place or it may not take place. Now, what I have personally noticed that why would a plan fail as such? It is because we do not have that basic trust in our plan that plan will get successful. That is the reason why plan fails. And this, if we have got full trust on our plan that okay, that I trust my plan and it has to complete, then it will definitely get completed. For that purpose, planning is basically very, very, very crucial factor. Any organization which tries to go to the height or to the most highest peak point, it will specifically start with planning. So in this chapter, we will be seeing everything about what is planning, how it can be done, and lot of tools and techniques, all these things. So let us go ahead and now see how planning and other elements would actually function. So in this part, we will be going through this 4-5 topics, like first starting with the introduction part, steps in the planning process, then alternative plans and contingency planning. So what is the alternative plans and how is the backup plan, or you can say contingency plan? The word contingency means what, guys? Backup. What is the backup plan available? Then business continuity planning, that how business can be continually function in a proper plan manner so that the any situational crisis coming in, you are able to be a proactive business organization than as compared to reactive business organization. Then one very famous concept is management objectives, and then finally forecasting, and how companies basically forecast and what exactly the forecasting can be done ahead. So in this chapter, we will be briefly going through these topics, and accordingly we will be understanding how planning takes place. So let us now go ahead and see how planning functions. So in the first outset, we have got planning can start only after the goals are set. So once we know what is the goal, planning will start. If we do not know where we want to reach, planning wouldn't take place. So planning is specifically needed because of the fact that the goals are set. Also, planning is nothing but timetable of events and activities for deployment of resources. Now, when we are doing any plan, it is more about what are the deployment of resources, what resources we possess, and how do we execute those resources? Our resources to be put in action in order to achieve predetermined goals. So whatever goals company has got, okay, whatever goals the company has got, and if they want to specifically execute those goals, and that for that purposes, planning becomes a very, very important tool or technique. So that is why we say that planning is nothing but what? Timetable of events. That is, this will take place, then this will take place, and then this will take place. Like for example, if company has to do a sales planning, so for doing a sales planning, first of all they need to know what is the products available with the business. Also, any new products are going to be launched. Also, any situational changes the company is facing, that okay, this is the way how things will work out. So this is the place where the planning would play a very important role in a business scenario. That is why we say that planning is nothing but timetable of events. And what is the timetable? What are different techniques, tools available? And that is how the planning will take place. The period of planning could be short term, medium term, and long term. So in a different kind of a business, short term would mean different. In some other kind of business, medium term would be different. And for a long term kind of concept, the long term concept would be different. So planning can be either of these possibilities. Say for example, you plan to achieve something over a period of 5 years kind of a plan, then it is more kind of a long term plan. So planning can be done in three different various occasions, maybe at short term, maybe at medium term, maybe at long term. That is why planning has got different phases, right, from short term to medium term to long term. The duration of long term can be only 1 year in case of banking, whereas in case of large manufacturing plants such as steel plant, short term itself can be of 2 years. So again, that is how the concept would function. In certain scenarios, long term would be as long as, say for example, 5 years or 10 years, but in certain scenarios long term would be as good as, say for example, above 1 year. So this terminology for planning for short term, medium term or long term would change with time, with industries, with businesses. But that's how planning is designed, that's how planning takes place, and that's how lot of elements involved in the business would actually perform its task. We should first do the long term planning and then the medium term and then only the short term planning. So now whenever you plan, it is very important for any business organization, or for matter of fact for our own self also. When we start planning, the planning would trickle down from long term to medium term to short term. You all remember we did a chapter known as vision, mission, strategy. In that, first we will think where we want to reach, that is the vision. Then based upon that, mission, objectives and goals. That is why we say that small goals make a big objective, small objectives make a big mission, and small mission make a big vision. So that is how first long term, then medium term and then short term, so that we know where we want to reach at the outmost level goal. For that purpose, we will have to crack these two levels so that we can reach that levels. That is where planning basically starts from, long term to medium term to short term. People generally tend to start action without any planning, and they make too much haste. Now, you know, I mean, it is the fact of the business. Any companies which does the business without any planning, they waste a lot of time in understanding where the companies are going. There are many examples. I'll share one example of a company known as Sahil Max. This is a very, very small SME. We can say not small as such, but it is a small medium enterprise. Now, this company, the owners were at a particular levels of doing business. Their turnovers of doing the business was around, say for example, around 200 to 500 crores in a year. Turnover basically the sales. Now they were well to do, set up, everything, business was going on in a static mode. But since the companies, you can say the founders and the top level management had no vision where they wanted to go, so it was causing a huge amount of haste or waste of time, because they never knew where they wanted to go. So far as the fact that they realized that the company was running in an inefficient manner because of the fact that there was no plan being laid out after it is what needs to be done. The company's founder and the owner, or the top level management, had got few younger ones. Now they went and learned some management degrees. When they came back and realized the company was in a hodgepodge manner because of the fact that the revenues or the turnover which was happening is what basically around 20 years ago the business was doing, the same thing business was doing right now as well. That is the time when the kids came up with their management degrees and sat across, their mindset opened up, and then they realized that there is a need for a plan to take the companies from medium term to short term, from short term to medium term to long term plan. So for first, the target came as the long term. Where do they want the company to go after maybe 5 years down the line? So from long term, then they came up to medium term and short term. So that is how the whole trickle down effect took place, and they were able to reach to different heights because of the fact that the planning was actually been designed. So that's how the planning takes place. And people generally tend to start doing action without any planning. This was what was happening earlier, but when they realized the planning was so very important, the things started functioning in smoother way. So as per Harold Coates and O'Donnell, planning is deciding in advance what to do, how to do, when to do, and who is to do it. So planning is more about the fact and the philosophy, which is more about in advance we do everything, that it, how it is going to function, when it is going to be function, how it is going to function, and who is going to function it. So planning is more about a systematic way of actioning of the business. It bridges the gap from where we are to where we want to go. Like for example, if we all have to travel to a particular industrial visit, so for that purpose there is a huge amount of plan being set up. Like for example, starting up first the location where we are going to go, then for that number of students who are going to come, then institute need to decide what kind of mode of transportation we will need to take, then after somewhat these kind of things would be there, then deciding upon how the how much time it will take. So this is how the planning will take place, and that is why we say that it is a gap from where we are to where we want to go. So if the bridge of the gap, basically where we are and where we want to go, if it has to be built up, it can be built up with the help of planning. So planning is more about everything going to take place in advance, and then over a period of time it will be implementation of the tasks and the targets. Now let us see the next concept in the planning is characteristics or features of planning. Now planning is more about what, like we all know, planning is more about looking into the future. What will take place over a period of time? Planning involves predetermined line of action. So how the action would be taken place or how the business would run, if it needs to be understood, it can be done with the help of planning only. Like for example, if company has to make a product launch, then what line of action, like we need require the, if the product needs to be launched, then for that purpose media and many other elements should be required. So for that purpose planning involves predetermined line of action. Planning discovers the best alternative out of available many alternatives. So planning also ensures there are a lot of things which we have got in options, which to select and how to implement that part. So planning is more about discovering the best available solution of the given problems. Planning requires considerable time for implementation as well. So planning also gives us the situation and understanding that what is the time available for implementation and how the implementation would take place. So that is how planning will actually function. Planning is very, very, very important concept, is that it is a continuous process. It will go on and on. It is not that today you applied, tomorrow you have forgotten. It needs to be going on continually basis or continuous basis. Today implemented, I mean, today you applied it, then. So there is a lot of steps involved in planning, which we will be seeing in a while as well. But it is continuous. That is what first we plan, implement, evaluate, we get the answer. Again, we plan, implement, evaluate, then we get the answer. The evaluation which we did, maybe on the better side or in the worst side, whatever ways it is going to be. After having that evaluation, again we plan, implement, evaluate. So this is going to go on a cyclical basis over a period of time. So it is a continuous process. You plan, then implement what you have planned, then evaluate that. Was it implemented as per the requirement? If yes, great. How can it be better? If no, then what changes needs to be made? So accordingly, again plan, implement and evaluate. So that is a cyclical process and continuous process. So planning is more about that cycle based concept and the function. Now what is the objectives of planning? Why do we need to plan? Can someone tell me why do we need to plan? Okay, very good Rajesh, what you have said. Why do we need to plan? Because we are not sure what may happen in future, what may not happen in future. Very good. Yes Payal, can you tell me why do we need to plan? Okay, Payal mentions that we need to plan because of the fact that I am not having the idea in future what will happen to the companies. Very good. Achha, you tell me Abhishek, why do you need to plan? Okay, wow, wonderful thought. Abhishek says that I need to plan because of the fact that when there are emergency situations and I am not been able to understand, for that purpose I will need to be doing some kind of planning. And you, yes, Rakesh, you tell me. Okay, superb. Rakesh says that I need to plan because of the fact that I have got to have to achieve something. That is why I need to plan. Great. So everyone has got somewhere, they are all planning because they want to maybe reach to a particular place, or they are wanting to get the things in place in advance. So let us see what are the basic objectives of planning. What is the basic, why do we need to plan? First is, it reduces uncertainty. Now what do you mean by uncertainty? It may take place, it may not take place. So if that thing takes place, because I have got a plan, I will be able to execute it. And if it does not take place, then I have got a plan which will make sure that the things which is not taken place, I will be able to still satisfy my needs. Like for example, we all take out insurance policies. Everyone knows, what do we mean by insurance policy? They are used for minimizing the risk. You took out an insurance policy for a car policy, say for example. And the year which you took the car policy of insurance, there was no damage to the car being done. So you basically were proactive planner. So you have planned in advance that if something goes wrong, then because of the plan, that is, I have put an insurance policy and things are not working as per the requirement, that is the way how it will basically give the output accordingly. So that is why we need to plan. If there's some damage happening to the car and you have got an insurance policy, the company will take care of the incurred loss which has been taken up because of an accident of the car. So that is why we call it as one of the objective of planning is what reduces uncertainty. That is, which I'm not very sure, it may happen, it may not happen. Another objective of planning is brings cooperation and coordination. The very important task in planning is what it brings cooperation. So it makes sure that people cooperate. When you know this can be fulfilled only if the previous thing has been taken place. Like for example, if there is a sale happening on a retail store and the sale can run out if and only if the goods are being tagged which are of discount in a different way and there are different elements involved in it, then only we can do planning. Otherwise, then only we can execute the sale kind of a concept. So for that purpose, we require what? Planning. That is why we say it brings cooperation and coordination. Another objective of planning is best utilization of resources brings about economy in operation. So it makes sure that better utilization of resources can take place with the minimum or the least amount of expenses. So when we are doing planning in advance, we would rather come to know the best utilization at the minimum cost. So that's how the business would function. It also anticipates unpredictable contingencies. So another objective of planning is what? It gives me a chance to identify what are the unpredictable contingencies. Contingencies means what? The backups. So another reason for me doing planning is more about unpredictable contingencies. What are the unpredictable, you can say, issues, challenges? So that is going to be possible if I have got proper planning being done. And planning achieves predetermined goals as well. So whatever goals I have got to achieve it, I can rather come to know if I have done proper planning. That is why whatever I want to achieve it, say for example, I want to buy a car. So if I have got a plan, then only I will be able to buy a car. It is not that tomorrow I am going to go and buy a keychain in the store. You require a little plan because it needs to be involved with some amount of funds. So that is possible if and only if we have got proper plan in setup or proper plan in place. So from this, we now move on to the nature of planning. So planning is the primary function of all other functions. We all have got other functions of management. Like you remember, we had got a function which we had made an acronym known as POSTCORB. Planning, organizing, staffing, directing. Then we have got coordination, motivation and controlling, POSD CMC. Planning, organizing, staffing, directing, coordinating, motivation and controlling. Now this whole seven functions of management, the first step in this functions of management is what? It is known as planning. So that is why we say that planning is the primary function. Planning contributes to objectives. So whatever we want to plan, or when we plan, it basically contributes to the objectives which companies needs to plan. Planning is an intellectual activity, which means it is mind game. Planning is more about a mind game, how they will be able to execute it. Planning results in higher efficiency, which means what? Planning will give me higher output. Efficiency is nothing but the output. So planning generates proper output that what needs to be achieved. Planning is done by every person, be it a MD or a foreman, it is common to all. So planning is done by everyone, be it a managing director, foreman, or rather not foreman, you can say for example the peon of the company also needs to plan, because if he has to give to everyone in the office at 11 o'clock a cup of tea, then he has to plan that what time he has to start the gas and basically make the tea, and then it has to be delivered on at a specific time of 11 o'clock to all the employees in the company. So planning is done by everyone, be it at the top level or the middle level or lower level or anyone. Say for example, we have got kids at home, they also need to plan, we also need to plan. Everyone, every individual needs to plan. A person who does not plan, plans basically to fail. That is why we say that plan to fail or fail to plan. So if you basically plan yourself, there are chances of the situations where you basically do not fail. But at least we know that it is 100% non-failure, or planning would definitely make sure the things will fall in place. But we know that this is what we want to achieve and this is the way how it needs to be achieved. So that is where we have got a planning, which is very, very, very important element in business. Importance of planning is defective planning and inadequate planning leads to failure of the organization. So if you don't plan properly, what is the biggest challenge? Why it is important to do planning? Because if there is no planning, the situation will arise in such a way that everything will be more about defective and inadequate planning. So if the planning is defective or planning is not effectively done, the whole things will collapse. The business unit has to work in uncertain and ever-changing condition. It is very difficult to continue the business under such conditions. So we all know business is dynamic. Today what is there, tomorrow it will not be the same. I believe that tomorrow what the changes are expected, that changes need to be applied also accordingly. So for that purpose, we need to continuously keep ourselves upgrading our plans. If we fail to upgrade our plans, then the business will not give the output as per the requirement. And that is the reason why I need to plan. Effective planning can anticipate the uncertain events and help prepare the workforce to meet the situation to survive. Now, we all know there are times where there are recessions. There are times when there are depressions in the economy. There are times when the inflation is there. There are times when there are no orders in the business. So in such kind of scenarios, such kind of unforeseen scenarios, which none of the companies are like it, during that times, only planning which has been done in the most effective manner can take the business to next heights. Now, you all would have witnessed the crude oil. You all know what is crude oil? So crude oil is basically a raw oil which has been imported by Indian companies for procuring the byproduct like petrol, diesel, etc. things. The crude oil has been at the lowest rate right now. It is somewhere around $30 per barrel. Earlier, the rates of this crude oil was around $120 per barrel. So from $120 per barrel, it has gone to $30 per barrel. The businesses are going on all-time low. Things are not functioning for those Middle East companies who have got huge amount of oil bases and oil basins where they have been able to procure a lot of oil. So they are facing a situation wherein there are uncertain events has taken place, because of which there is less demand, and there are a lot of other ways or situations, there is huge amount of supply, etc. things. So there is a situation where the things are going not as per the requirement. So these Middle East companies, what they are doing is they are trying to bridge the gap. What they are doing right now, they are doing effective planning. Those individuals in Middle East, because they are seeing that there is right now the sales are all-time low, all-time dipping down, and those times what they have done is they are now setting up more and more refineries. They are setting up more and more bases wherein they can go more down in the depth and increase more and more procurement, or they can set up the whole factory as much as possible, so that when the rates will go up, they will have the whole setup ready, and then they can cash on the business requirement. So what they have done is they are basically planning in such a way that workforce and uncertain events right now which they are facing, when it comes, when the things becomes more greener for the companies over there, as there is nothing known as there is going to be a straight line, the rates will go up, the rates will come down, again it has to go up. So it's a cyclical process. In this cyclical process, the new companies, what they are doing is they are setting up their businesses in these manners. And that is how they are doing those kind of elements. So planning basically leads to a lot of, you can say, tools and techniques, or a lot of uncertain situations which may arise in a proper and effective manner. Now, so planning has a lot of advantages. At the same time, planning also helps the companies to grow. Let us see a few advantages of planning. First is better utilization of resources. So once you plan, you know how do you utilize the resources available. Can someone tell me what are different types of resources? Let me put up this question. Who will answer? Okay, you answer. Veer, tell me, what are different types of resources? Wow. Okay, 1, 2, 3. Superb. Veer has answered, bang on target. What are different types of resources? There are three types of resources from management perspective, and from business perspective, there are 5 M's, which we did earlier as well in chapter number 1 or 2. So three types of resources from management perspective are which? Physical resource, financial resource, and very good, Veer, human resources. So one of the advantages of planning is what? You can better utilize these resources in the best possible manner. Also, another advantage of planning, it is helps in achieving objectives. So when we plan, we will be able to achieve the objectives which company has set. These objectives will help us to achieve mission, and these missions, if we are able to achieve it, will help us to achieve the vision. So for that purpose, to achieve the objectives, we need to have a proper plan. Planning also helps in economy and operation. So if it requires to be done in the cheapest possible cost, it can be done if planning is done properly. Like for example, you want to travel to Srinagar, and you know that you are going to travel to Srinagar 2 months in advance. So you plan and book the tickets of aircraft via which you are going to fly 2 months in advance. Of course, the rates which you have booked the aircraft to fly to Srinagar would be lower right now than as compared to if you are going to book the ticket on the day when you are going to fly. Right? Correct. So that is what basically means in economy in operation. That is basically planning. If you do, you will be having an economy in operation. So it will be available at cheap cost. Planning also minimizes future uncertainties. So in future, if you have got uncertainties, it may take place, it may not take place. I am not very sure. For that purpose, if planning is done, we can accordingly minimize those things. And planning improves competitive strength. So what company's strength if they have got to achieve? Planning helps to ensure that competitive strength which the company possesses can be improved with time. That is when planning will help them to grow accordingly. Now there are different methods how the companies would plan. One of the methods is objective based plan or basic plans. These are necessary for all types of planning operations. So when company wants to achieve anything, they will need to make a proper plan. So first set of planning would be done based on objective based plans. That is, what is the requirement and what is the plan set for it? That is known as objective based plans. Then another method of planning stands is known as standing plans. Now what do you mean by standing plans? That this is the plan and this is the way how it needs to be applied. That is known as standing plans. These are the policies and procedures, repetitive action and the ready guidelines for recurring problems. So this, say now what, I'll give an example of a standing plan. Every month company requires in their office the water purifier refilling. Now there is a standing plan that there are two water purifiers bucket. Once one is over and second is half filled, at that time you order more too. That is standing plan, irrespective of any kind of situation, does available, not available. When the second bucket is half filled, you have to order it. That is in a standing plan. What would be objective based plans? Like objective based plan is that this month the objective of company is to achieve a sales of X amount of units. Next month the objective of your plans, objective of the business would be achieving Y amount of units. So that will be objective based plans, basic plans. And standing plans is more about that irrespective, it is repetitive action, it has to be done regularly. That is in a standing plans. Then we have master plans. Master plans means what? This is the core plan which will run in few specific situations. These cover the complete course of action along with consideration of time and strategy. So it has got the overall approach, overall plan of the business. So it will go with a lot of things that how the whole course of action will take place. Small plans are added together in an orderly way to speed up the course of action. So master plans basically that the company wants to achieve at the end of the year a turnover of, say for example, 300 crores. For that, this is known as the master plan. In that, to achieve 300 crores, there are a lot of small plans which will be added up to achieve that the final decision. So in terms of scope, plans may be either broad based or detailed in character. These plans could be made function wise. So plans would be broad based, it would be again functional system based, it can be based on function wise. That is, say for example, marketing is this plan, finance is this plan, HR has this plan, production has this plan, research and development has this plan. That is how the plans will get more and more in a systematic mode of functioning. So that is how the master plan would actually function. So master plan is the, you can see the topmost plan, how the company needs to function and personify its tasks.